Today is 9/11. I think every year when we wake up on 9/11, I think of the same couple of things. The first thing I think about is how another year has gone by and there are more and more people walking our city and walking our country who know 9/11 as a historical event and didn't experience that. And I think that's just a part of being old and a part of life just moving on. But that to me is like, if you are under the age, and we have a lot of young listeners, if you're under the age of 35, it's a historical moment that your parents tell you about. Mm-hmm. And that is very difficult to get through my mind and your mind because we all remember everything about that day. It still makes me shake thinking about that day. And it's been 23 years, and there's a generation of people who think of it as, yeah, it was a horrible day, but I read about it in a textbook.
Yeah, well, for me, and I mean, obviously I was playing, it's one of those days where you never forget, and that's the slogan, it's obviously the mantra that we as Americans espouse at this point, but I'll never forget how I felt that day. Mm. It was the first time in my life where I felt scared, like scared about the country that I lived in. And it wasn't because of anything happening from someone threatening me, but I felt scared for our country, especially after the Pentagon was hit. It felt like everything was coming down. Yes. I don't know if anybody has seen that movie, Red Dawn. Remember that movie? You guys are too young on the other side of the glass. Maybe even, I don't even know if you saw it, Evan, because you're probably too young as well. So I'm almost a decade older than you. It was the Russians invading the United States.
Right.
And like these kids are trying to take up arms and fight the Russians. I mean, it's improbable. But I remember watching that movie and thinking like, man, what would happen if that actually occurred? On 9/11, that's what it felt like.
No doubt.
I felt that emotion. And so the one thing that's been amazing, though, is that especially in New York, and today, and I'm mentioning this specifically because this morning I spent the day down at BCG on Water Street and then at Cantor Fitzgerald raising money for a charity, the Achilles Foundation, which is a disabled athletes who are doing all kinds of amazing athletic endeavors, running marathons, triathlons, climbing mountains, whatever a disabled athlete would want to do. Achilles helps facilitate that. John Stewart is one of their ambassadors. We saw him down at the firehouse on our way. And we have turned this morbid day into a celebration of what's so good about this country, and that's giving and facilitating and being great to people. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity to go down to BCG and to Cantor and all the money that they've raised for all of the charities. We'll get into it a little bit later because there were some interesting people that I ran into. Lugie, you'll like it. Sean, you'll like it as well. The guys I've met. And I'm looking forward to talking about how good of a day it's been for a lot of charities, thanks to BCG and to Cantor Fitzgerald.
Yeah, so 8 years ago, my son was born on 9/11. It made it a very weird day for that to happen. And as he's gotten older, he's asked me questions about it because he knows this is a day. Yeah. This is a day where we stop and we mourn and we talk. And what I've told him the last couple of years when he's asked is I now think of just the heroes.
Yeah.
And I think of this day is a day in which there were men and women who ran into buildings and only thought about helping others.
Right.
That's what I think about. Like, we lost so many innocent people, we could have lost more.
Right.
There were people who ran into buildings to save others. So it's a tough day. It's a day that makes you realize that when we're about to scream about the Jets and the Mets and the Giants and the Yankees, it's the toy store. It's as we always say, it's the candy store. But it's a day, and you said it best, we will never forget. I will never forget. You will never forget. And everybody in our audience will certainly never forget.